and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran Delvin, and today's session is Making the Most of Teams on Steroids. I'm delighted to be joined by Harkarat Deegan, Product Director at Resonate. Harkarat, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kieran. Nice to be here once again.
Before we explore exactly how customers can make the most of Teams on Steroids, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Harkarat, and the work you do with Resonate?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Product Director here at Resonate. So my role is all about helping our customers and partners get the most out of the investment that they've made in Teams and more recently the Power Platform as well. So responsible for all of our products and services that we deliver to our customers and partners, and yeah, just helping them to achieve that return on investment.
And brilliant. And we'll come to that Power Platform very, very shortly. But I guess the big question is quite an eye-catching term, Teams on Steroids. So you can please tell us what exactly are we talking about when we use that phrase, Teams on Steroids?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Teams is a great platform. There's no denying that, you know, and there's loads of businesses around the world that are using it for what it's intended for, right? Collaboration, communication. You know, we're in that sort of post-pandemic era now where I think the last count we had for Microsoft showed there was about 320 million monthly active users. But a lot of those organizations are only really utilizing it for the features that come, you know, out of the box, you know, the standard meetings, calling, chat, Teams, channels, that sort of functionality that exists. You know, what we've seen now is that the capability to take Teams to that next level and really make it that single pane of glass within your organization is just starting to enter its growth phase. And we see that in a couple of areas. We see that in, you know, enabling Teams phone, you know, in order to drive that PBX removal. We see that around automating, you know, the management of Teams itself. We see a lot of organizations, you know, responding to this whole piece around hybrid working and really trying to understand how do they bring the Teams rooms and provide that cohesive experience for their users as well. Contact center, massive growth in contact center. You know, we're especially seeing a lot of demand on not just Teams native contact centers, but that integration into, you know, line of business applications, and how do we automate that with, you know, AI playing a massive part. There's also areas around frontline workers and how, you know, we can enable that set of people with Teams as well. So, you know, I think the last stat from Microsoft said there's something like 80% of the workforce is frontline workers, right? So they're a massive part of what we do and who we're trying to help. And not only giving them access to Teams, but also the respective applications that they need as well. And the last thing is just around, you know, we hear it all the time, you know, AI automation and how can we effectively use that, you know, in Teams collaboration.
Perfect. And then we'll explore each of those aspects in detail as the call goes on. But can you please, let's deep dive into some of those areas a little more from your perspective.
Yeah, sure, Kieran. So, I mean, let's start from the top. You know, that whole piece around Teams Phone, you know, Microsoft's making good movement there. I think 17 million users who are using PSTN in Teams now. And, you know, we've always sort of pride ourselves upon working with enterprises and, you know, really enabling them to remove their PBX so that they can really drive that cost saving that comes with taking away their legacy equipment and, you know, bringing that into a unified platform. And we've really refined our product set now over the last couple of months to ensure that we have a really extensive catalogue of products and services that really enable us to, address even some of the most complex requirements that we find on places such as manufacturing plants, oil rigs, retail sites, and that could be anything from, like having decked handsets there, that have capabilities to do things like man down or alarming, from, the weird and wonderful endpoints that we see, like, loud ringers and door entry systems that, we just still require, but need to that integration and hook into that PSTN infrastructure that's hanging off Teams. So, yeah, we feel like we're in a really good position now where we can help, the customers that come to us and assess, what they have, what they need, and what's really going to tip them into those final, straws of getting rid of their PBX, right? And I think that's something that's been quite challenging for a lot of customers over the last couple of years is, but we really feel like we're in a position, now to be able to do that for them.
And expanding beyond that, and the wider Teams phone space, how has Power Platform helped customers across the Teams phone area?
Yeah, so, Power Platform's a great platform for helping, customers automate and essentially integrate into their like line of business applications, right? Which can help make your workflows more effective. But specifically from our perspective, we've spent quite an extensive amount of time developing a new management platform and that's built using the Power Platform. And what that does is two areas, right? It's management in Teams and also insights and analytics in Teams. And really, if you drive down, we're automating the assignment of phone numbers, we're automating policy assignments so that the whole join and move a leaver process is automated from start to finish. And as part of those insights, we're providing, extensive reporting on adoption and quality and other statistics for Teams calls and meetings, right? So, it can be really powerful when you have those tools with you. And we've deployed those to a major energy sector giant, one of the top three, and they're saving, on average around $650,000 a year by utilizing those tools, right? Simply because, you're able to automate those tasks that were usually done by people. But not only that, it allows those people to focus on more high value activities. So it's providing that additional benefit for the organization as well.
Perfect. And moving on to another of the key areas you addressed, automation and AI. Now, of course, over the last 18 months in particular, these have been quite, not problematic, but quite challenging phrases. They've been buzzwords that have been mislabeled. They could be quite generic, quite vague, but they can also be revolutionary for many customers if they leverage them correctly. How do they play into the Teams on steroids messaging?
Yeah, certainly, I think we'll focus in on a specific area that we're seeing a lot of value that those supposed buzzwords of automation and AI are actually having an impact, right? Which is contact center. So a large focus area for us is Teams native contact centers, and what that enables us to do really is provide that deeper level of integration. Into line of business apps like CRM, and we're also able to utilize the Power Platform to try and automate how we flow through some of those workflows. So rather than speaking to an agent, and it's more effective, going through an automated IVR, we'll do that. We know that's not always the best use case because sometimes, and in certain situations, it's best to have that human touch and actually talk to someone. But there definitely are certain use cases and scenarios where integrating some of that automation definitely sort of bears fruit. We're also using those sorts of workflows to, expand the communication channels. We're going through that era where there's quite a big generational gap. different generations demand different ways of communicating and getting in touch with organizations. So you may have one person that wants to pick up the phone, you might have another that wants to send an email, and you might have another person that wants to send a WhatsApp message, and you have to be able to facilitate all of those. And, you know, then layering on that whole automation and AI piece on top of that becomes really strong, because you can do things like, you know, try and understand what someone's requesting and get them to the right place. You can have a conversation with a customer, you know, between the customer and the agent, and get that conversation summarized and posted into CRM. So if the same agent comes back, they've got context. You know, all of these things are providing a much better user experience, a much better customer experience, and also saving time and money for the organizations that are implementing them. So I agree, you know, not every use case you can plaster with AI and automation, but there are certainly some that, you know, are good for it, and you can certainly make a return on investment when you start to dive into those. And we're helping customers all the time try to navigate those scenarios and figure out which ones are worth it and which ones are not.
And I think you covered very comprehensively there, thank you, about this the specific personas that AI can assist with, and the way it's crafted to each individual customer. Is this all limited to specific personas, would you say?
Yes, a good question, actually. So certainly there's been a focus on, you know, back office staff over the last few years, but we're seeing a lot of this move forward now into frontline, as I mentioned, you know, towards the start of our session, right? And one of the areas that, you know, we're seeing that happen is enhancing that communication and collaboration. Now, we're helping customers specifically to help bring their team's landline numbers into the native mobile dialer. And that enables one to light up those frontline workers that may not have necessarily had access to things like Teams before. You know, we're consolidating that infrastructure, we're consolidating that technology. And the great thing about it is that you've then got one platform for making calls. You can layer that with recording. You've got all your analytics in one place. And you've got the option of survivability, you know, so if the actual Teams infrastructure or the PSTN goes down, you can utilize your mobile still. And another really interesting area that we're seeing is this convergence with things like field telecoms, right? So old, you know, where we go back to those really complex sites like manufacturing and, you know, oil rigs or production plants, you know, more traditional technologies like radio still play a part on those sites, but the devices that they're having, you know, utilize this legacy technologies can also be used with things like eSIMs, right? And now you're converging two different technologies, because you've still got the capabilities of all of those legacy communication platforms, but you're bridging the gap into that new world, and utilizing the same infrastructure as well, you know, to make your calls. So, you know, the benefits can be quite wholesome in that space as well. You know, that's the communication side, but, you know, from a collaboration perspective as well, you know, we're creating apps that integrate into Teams. You know, like we've had a security patrol app, for example, you know, quite a simple application, but very effective, that, you know, utilizes some of the capabilities in Teams. So if a security patrol officer is making his rounds, you know, doing a check at night, for example, you know, we're able to take pictures, we're able to audit, we're able to document, but also utilize some of the Teams capabilities, like, you know, hit a panic button and it sends an urgent message out to his colleagues to come and come and see, or, you know, make a phone call to raise an incident, you know, those types of simple integrations into Teams, but makes people's jobs, you know, a lot easier in terms of how they perform at work.
And you alluded to it earlier about the collaboration aspect. I was wondering if you could maybe touch a bit more detail on the collaboration element. How does it fit into all of this?
Yeah, sure. So obviously being a Microsoft-focused company, you know, when we talk about AI, the first word that comes out is Copilot. And, you know, we've been helping our customers understand, you know, the pros, the cons, you know, how it can fit into their ecosystem, you know, how to prepare for it, and all of those elements that come with that. And what we've actually found is that, you know, it's got a lot of breadth, in terms of what it can do, and not every user will fully utilize a Copilot, for example. Now, you've also got Teams Premium on the other side, which gives you things like meeting recaps and I think soon to be call recaps as well with some upcoming updates. But there are some tools that, you know, we also have in our portfolio that kind of sit in the middle, right? So we use Meeting Insights, which is a tool that helps to summarize meetings, you know, highlight actions, highlight dependencies and decisions. And it provides a way of sharing that with your colleagues in a secure way. Yeah, and something like that is very much fitted to a specific user persona within, you know, your environment. So you may have people like project managers or sales that are having these meetings where they need to focus on actually providing that, you know, high value, high touch experience, without needing to worry about doing things like taking notes and taking actions. So it enables them to focus, you know, they get the time back, and it overall makes things more effective, right? So, you know, that's just one example. There's many other tools out there that are also linking into that Teams ecosystem, but more from a collaboration element.
Perfect. One final question before I let you go, Harkera. We've talked a lot about Teams, from the contact center, from Teams Phone, the AI and automation space, and collaboration. There is a lot of potential, however, that goes beyond the platform. Where else can you see applications and opportunities?
I mean, the opportunities are endless, really. You know, if you have a process, you can automate it and you can probably overlay it with some form of AI, but that's probably not the answer that you were expecting. I think really what is important is how you approach those, right? You know, something like the Power Platform gives you all of the tools and all of the mechanisms to be able to improve your efficiency, to connect, you know, to automate, to layer on AI. But really what's important is understanding what your processes are, you know, understanding how often they're used, understanding how difficult it's going to be to try and automate them, and really making that decision around, is it worth the investment in actually taking the time to automate this? Or am I going to get the value from implementing some sort of AI into this, right? And there's some scenarios that, you know, absolutely lend their hand in doing this. And there's some which are just best left manual. You know, if you're doing something once a year that takes 5 minutes, that's probably not somewhere where you're going to focus your time. If you're doing something every day that takes 15 or 20 minutes, it's probably a much better place to look in terms of, you know, automating and you know, trying to enhance that process, right? And like I said, I think that approach to doing this is what's important, right? The tools are all there, and the skills and the expertise, you know, a partner like us, we can help you to build. That's not an issue. It's just to understand, you know, how it all gels together.
Perfect. Well, I think that's the perfect time to leave today, but it's been a really good session. So thank you, Harkrat, for being here.
Thank you very much for having us, Kieran.
And if you enjoyed our video, please give us a like and share it on social media, and we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin-Newsey today. Thanks for watching.